This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The governor officially appointed an executive director of Colorado's Department of Corrections this week. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Moses Andre Stansel has served as interim director of the state's DOC since December 2022. Stansel says he began his career more than two decades ago as an entry-level corrections officer at the DOC. Since then, he worked his way up to Deputy Director of Prison Operations and Deputy Executive Director of DOC before his latest appointment. Stansel says he is honored to continue serving the people of Colorado and the DOC staff. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Enthusiasm for Colorado's state parks waned a little in 2022. They were their most popular of all time during the height of the pandemic. Then last year, state parks saw a decrease in visitors by 9% from the previous year. Joey Livingston is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
So what we're seeing in 2022 is more of a return to what normal levels would be pre-pandemic.
The overall boost in popularity has led CPW to make changes at some parks. For example, people visiting El Dorado Canyon near Boulder have to reserve a time to enter. And Denver's latest round of e-bike rebates on Tuesday took just 20 minutes to run out of the popular vouchers. The city doubled the amount of rebates in response to the high demand for the program. Through the rebates, the city hopes to reduce car emissions by partially paying for electronic bikes. If you missed out on the rebates, there are five more rounds scheduled this year. Right now in Denver, it's 37 degrees. This is CPR News.